Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Montega, welcome to today's earnings call of Apontis Pharma AG, following the publication of the company's half-year figures of 2023. The CFO, Thomas Zimmermann, and the CPO, Thomas Mills, will give you a presentation on the results in a moment, and the floor will be open for upcoming questions following the presentation. Having said that, I hand over to you, Mr. Mills.
Thanks, Mrs. Schilling. Yeah, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Apontis Pharma half-year report earnings call presentation. Who will present? It's of course the financial figures will be handled and will be presented by Thomas Zimmermann, our CFO. I'm Thomas Mills, Chief Product Officer at Apontis Pharma, and I will guide you through all the topics, what is going on regarding product development, and also the current business model updates of Apontis Pharma. And you can see in the middle of the box also that was handled in the last weeks by press releases. We will join a new CEO named Bruno Wollschlegel. He will accompany us from September 1st onwards. Yeah, let's have a look what is going on with Apontis Pharma, the Singapore company. We will give you an update that the scientific documentation and the reputation of our single pill treatment concept is running well. We have new positive news regarding that, besides the studies we presented in the last calls to you. Also, there's an update available, what happened more or less by end of the first half year of 2023. Also, we will give you an update about the single pill portfolio and pipeline itself. Also here, the increase and the expansion of that portfolio and pipeline is going well. The main struggle and the main challenge for us is still to introduce the single pill concept into structured processes at physician offices. You are knowing that we have implemented by end of the first half year the first digital tools. Also here, we would like to give you during our presentation an update and also an outlook what's going on. But that I think is the first very important statement, that the structured process implementation is still the main challenge in the physician's mind, to the convincement of the physicians regarding the evidence and also the benefit of single pill portfolio and the single pill treatment concept itself is there. But how to think about in the daily practice to implement these single pill treatment concept is the main, I think, the main business for us and at least for our sales reps. But let's start financial year, first half year, with an overlook about our figures of the first half year. It will be handled by Thomas Zimmermann, our CFO. The floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. Thank you very much. Good morning, also from my side. And on this slide, you will find an overview of the sales and EBITDA development of the first half year 23. And as already reported with our preliminary results, both total revenue as well as single pill revenue are down by 32% compared to the first half of 22. EBITDA dropped from 3.2 million euros in half year 1/22 to minus 4 million euros in half year 23. And in the following slides, I will give you more details. And here, on this slide, you can see the sales development per segment. And in total, as already said, sales decreased by 9 million euros or 32%. And the main changes come from the single pill business, which decreased by 32%. The Tonotec HCT increased by 41%, Tonotec Lipid by 88%. And the single pills, Losamlo, Biamlo, and Ultra grew between 7% and 13%. And if you have a look into our half-year statements, you will see also the growth rate brand by brand. And here's only here a part of it. Atoromib declined by 5.3 million euros and the supply issues continued in the second quarter, 23. And this means that We get supplies, but the supply is not sufficient to meet the full market demand. This situation will prevail in Q3 23, and from November 23, the supply will normalize and we will get enough supply. The supplier has opened the second production site and the first supplies are expected in Q4 23. And the supplies of this second site are dedicated for the other customers of our manufacturer. This will free the capacity in the German site, and this German capacity is then solely dedicated to Apontis. In addition, the capacity of the second site will be doubled in 24. Our supplier has bought a machine, which is now brought to Portugal and will get into production next year. For a further increase, the supplier is doing a technical due diligence for a third supplier, and this third supply site could get into production next year if the technical due diligence is positive. Carmelo declined by 62% due to tenders, and the tenders are valid since the beginning of last year. However, in H1 22, the tender winner was not able to deliver all the supplies needed, and we benefited from the out of stock situation from the competitor, and therefore we had a very high demand last year. The corporation business declined by 35%, and this is mainly due to the Yalra Ikantra contract, and we already said that 23 is a transition year, and this is one of the main points. We made 3.8 million euros in the half year 1 22. And the contract stopped in September 22 after the expiry of the patents. In addition, the sales with our distribution product from Novartis Ulona is down by 14% or 500,000 euros. But here the margin is very low, so this has not a real impact on our EBITDA. In contrast, the revenue from our fee-for-core business Bistrixeo increased by 31% compared to last year. This is 400,000 euros. And this is based on more calls and also a higher price per call. In addition, the co-promotion for product Pentalong with the Purén GmbH started in April. And from this cooperation, we managed to have 500,000 euros in addition. The next slide shows you a quarter by quarter comparison in 23. I think this is important to understand the development and also for the further analysis of the year to go. And the single pills you can see are down in Q2, and this is mainly due to Atoromib. Yeah, here we had very high sales in especially January of this year, as we had enough supply, and due to the supply situation, we are now down. Yes. Carmo is down by 300,000 euros, but all other single pills are around 12% higher compared to the first quarter 23. So the 12% is not an annualized growth rate, it's the growth compared to the previous quarter. Here on the next slide, you see the EBITDA bridge as in the former calls, and we start with a 3.2 million EBITDA in last year. And the next two columns give you an impact of EBITDA sources from last year. The first one is the sale of our gynecology business in Q1 22, where we realized 600,000 euros additional profit. And the Yalra Ikantra impact is around 2.1 million euros. So the starting point, if you take out those developments, it would be 500,000 euros. And the main impact now for us was the gross profit decrease in H1 due to the loss of Atoromib mainly. Yeah. Then we had additional costs for marketing and sales reps, and we had here an increase in salaries. This is the normal salary increase, the inflation compensation scheme, plus one redundancy. However, the redundancy cost for the former CEO is not included. This was booked in July because the information transition results from July. In total, we have a negative EBITDA of 4 million euros. The next slide gives an overview of the KPIs, and most of it was already explained. But you can see that the gross profit decreased lower with around 30%, causing increase in the gross profit margin from 61.3 to 63.6. And this is a result of a lower Uluna and Yarara Icantra sales because they have lower gross margin compared to our single pill business. As explained, the EBITDA decreased to minus 4 million euros and the total net result decreased from 2.4 to 3.5 million euros. The next slide shows you our balance sheet. The total equity decreased based on the net loss of a period, and the total working capital increased by 4.6 million euros. This is mainly due to higher inventories and lower accruals. The accruals went down due to the payment of the bonus accruals in March, as well as we have now lower rebate obligations because some of our products have now lower rebates compared to last year, and therefore the rebate obligations went down. The equity ratio is now around 71%. The next slide gives you an overview of a cash flow. And based on the net loss we had and also the change in the working capital, the operating flow is 9 million minus, and we invested around 1 million euros in additional milestone payments for our own developments and our licensing products. And now I will hand over to Thomas again.
Yeah, thanks, Thomas, for the financial perspective regarding the figures of the first half year. Let's have a look what's going on and what's about our business model itself of Apontis Pharma. There is now you see the left side still the main business model is focused on the single pill treatment concept. And here's the good news. We launched by end of June, so more or less 3 weeks, 3 days before end of the first half year. Osaszimib, so our single pill portfolio, is containing right now 11 single pills. And you can see on the left side also the different partners within the European Union. And on the right side, also that is still existing. Also here, the figures were presented by Thomas regarding our so-called cooperation business with AstraZeneca, with Purén, and for Novartis, the distribution business for the product in COPD disease named Uluna. It is still existing. You learned about a TOC release and a company news released last week that the cooperation with AstraZeneca will end in the second half, so by end of October 23, that is offering us opportunities and possibilities. And so we are very confident that that business will be replaced by other corporations. We are still in negotiation. And I think if the question were raised, that new corporations will be presented at the beginning in quarter four. The negotiations are ongoing, and it is not only one partner. We have different and several chances to replace AstraZeneca. Purén is still in place, and Novartis is still in place with cooperation in the distribution model for Uluna. So we are very confident that also cooperation business will be existing in 2024. What is new regarding our last statements we gave 2nd of May and the outlook for 2023? So we can state, and you saw already and you heard already figures from Thomas regarding our single pill business. 7 out of the 7 of the 10 single pills, the Rosazimib is not in, having it more or less in the last week of the first half year launched. Are demonstrating an increase. But mainly the 3 single pills we launched in 2022 are increasing, but they are 11% below our expectations. That is new to us. And we got by end of first half year, and at the beginning of July, now the real new production launch dates for the APD12. You can remember that was our major product. We would like to launch it already in March. Then we prognosed or did the prognosis that that product will come in end of August, begin of September to us. And now we have the confirmation that that product will be launched in October. So already, sorry for that, a delay, depending not on registration status, but on production side issues. The APD13, we expected by end of June to be launched already in July, will now be launched on September. The same issue also here, production processes are responsible for that delay. Unfortunately and unexpectedly, we got a lot of rebate contracts payments of German Sickness Fund exactly also in the last week of June, already so now to be booked in the second quarter of 23. I think Thomas already named it, more of 500,000 KAMLO Sickness Funds payments were booked into the first in the first half year. So also that net sales are lowered by that payments. The good news is in the second half, such a payment is not existable anymore. And so that will increase our net sales of KAMLO in the second half of 23. Additionally, we made the announcement because of the CEO change, there will be additional payments to be paid in the second half of 23. And that is the main reason for deleting the prognosis for 23 and also for the midterm is we started already in the last weeks a so-called performance and efficiency optimization program that is still running. I will explain it later with the next slide. I will go to that immediately, which is uncertain regarding the outcome in terms of cost, in terms of profit, and so on, because the main topic is that we would like to focus on all the physicians which are prescribing already single pills right now. We are visiting a group of around about 24,500 physicians with the single pills. Of course, we have already done a segmentation of all the prescribers. And we are, of course, checking which of the physicians we are visiting, mainly by our Salesforce team, are also very attractive for our cooperation business for Purin and for AstraZeneca and for the most probably new corporations I mentioned. And that lesson and that analysis is already started, and we will, of course, define it in the upcoming weeks. And then we have a little bit more background. What should be the right size of physicians to be visited by our sales reps? And one topic is clear, it will be less than 24,500, but we can right now not name an exact figure. And if that figure is existing, of course, then we can do the analysis, what does it mean for the spendings of marketing, spendings or for marketing expenses. And here also there is on the one side good news, on the other side a little bit uncertainty. We launched the main digital tool, the so-called single pill finder, we'll come to it in a few seconds, by end of June, so more or less exactly at the beginning of the school holidays here in Germany. And so here, the outcome and the success of the launch digital tools, the CGM Assist, that is a cooperation with the leading pharmacy software, with a leading physician software program provider, is started in the second quarter of 23, and the single pill finder launch was done by end of June, will be measurable, the effects and the impact on sales clear message is that we expect a faster uptake in terms of prescription because of that digital tools in October, so in Q4 2023. And then, of course, all our already done and planned and foreseen investments in marketing, in Salesforce, in business development, also regarding the single pill business portfolio prospectively, are currently checked. What is to be optimized, can be optimized, and also that is started and will be fulfilled in the second half of 23. So, in a nutshell, the investments towards physician already prescribing single pills is, of course, the main focus for the future of Apontis Pharma, and this will lead to less marketing spendings and a lower number of sales reps. But currently, we cannot give you the number. What is the impact then of the number of sales rep and the number of the sales reps cost or the Salesforce cost itself. Let's have a look to the BD pipeline. Rosacimib, as stated, were launched 2-3 days before end of the first half year. I told you, so Rosacimib on the left column, you can see were launched at the 28th of June. So also that is too soon to tell for the first half year results. What is the impact on that? More or less zero, but of course in the second half that product will increase, and it is also increasing very well towards the figures we have right now in hand. I explained already the later launch, unfortunately, for the APD-13, so that is now expected to be launched in September, as mentioned. And the main product, so APD-12, we expected in March, at begin of the year, then we expected to be launched in August, late or end of August, will now come in October. That is also the three products you were presented and you were knowing from our last meetings and earnings calls, or also our investor meetings. But here's another good news. Additionally, we will launch a fourth single pill in 23. Only three were expected at the beginning of that year. So the APD-19, also a double combination, will come to the German market in October that year. Also, that is a good sign regarding the sales of 24, because if we launch a product in October, so second half of October mainly, you can expect only prescriptions for more or less 6 weeks, so the whole November and the half of December, because in December, as you all know, is starting Christmas time, holidays, and so on. So we can expect sales for another six to seven weeks for the products APD-12 and APD-19 in 23. I mentioned some minutes earlier that also the scientific side is run. Anyway, let's have an outlook also to 24. Also, there's good news. So we will have by end of 23, then 14 single pills in the portfolio. And the expectation on the short-term pipeline for 24, the upcoming year, is currently including another 5 single pills, which led us to the number of 19 single pills being available in the German market by end of 24. You can see here learnings from the last presentations that Caamlo HCT will be the first one to our expectation. Here's the expectation that that launch can happen already at begin of the quarter 1/24. Also, the impact of that product can be a huge one. Regarding the midterm annual revenue potential, you can see in the last line of the second left column. And then in the second half of 24, we're expecting another 4 you can see the codes APD15. Also, that is a new one we signed and we included into our program, and the codings of DO4, DO2, and Kaamlo Arthur by name, by real name already, are not new to you, and they were already announced in our last meetings, and there is no change that these products will come in the last quarter of 24 to be expected to be launched in Germany. Also, a midterm outlook. So at the end, we have to our current 11 single pills, another 15 single pills to be implemented in our pipeline in the second half of 23, in the year 24. And also you can see, you have a look on the left side, perhaps to the left column, our own developments we started. Please remember our statements, our previous statements, is that such developments can last up to 5 years. So then the expected launch time will be in 26 and 27 for the own European Union-wide developments, that is 26 and 27. The in-licensing products are mainly to be launched until end of 24, you can see, and there is a seventh single pill in-licensed product to be launched at the beginning of 25. So all overall, so we have already under contract and in plan in our portfolio in total 26 single pills. And if you compare it to our former and previous messages at the IPO, that we would like to have 20 single pills in 2026, that is more or less over fulfilled. We will have it already in the year, more or less in the year 25. By end of 24, already 19, and then the 20s already begin of 25. So we are ahead of our plan and program we had at the IPO stage. We are currently also negotiating another four projects. You can see it at the right column. And we have an evaluation checking, is it fitting to the guidelines, the medical guidelines? Is it fulfilling our forecast expectations? Another 16. But that is, of course, then a business or portfolio which will come to a realization and to a launch 26 and beyond. So I think clearer is now in focus the year, second half year 23, and the year 24 and the first quarter 25. Then we will have by end of quarter 25, the 20 single pills very probably in place in Germany. I mentioned in my first statement regarding the strategy, the digital tool launch. And I would like to give you an update about the, I think our former CEO, Karl-Heinz Gast, explained to you very well in our last settings, the medication plan, that a patient in Germany, which is getting more than two medications, is getting usually a so-called medication plan, which explains which substance he is using, what is the trademark for that, what is the dosage, and on which moment of a day, at morning, at lunchtime, at evening, at nighttime, such a medication is to be taken. And then the single pill finder, usable via smartphone or like also via tablet or via PC, is usable to increase the awareness in physicians' office of our single pills. We have already 11 we have now implemented into the single pill finder, and we launched it by end of June, as mentioned. So it's too soon to tell what is at the end the impact on sales and on prescriptions, but we can tell you we have already the ratings and the feedback of 243 physicians in hands. And the very good news is that 87% out of the 243 physicians were able to use the single pill finder very intuitively. Also, they are using, and they told us they will use for sure, that single pill finder, 88% out of them in their own office. Also, the confirmation is there that it's very easy now to simplify the substitution because of the identification of the single substances in the so-called loose combination setting. And also, around about 77% told us they will recommend it towards their colleagues if they were on congresses or conferences with the medical GPs and cardiologists at such congresses. Because of the still ongoing summer holidays and school holidays here in Germany, we expect then the impact, the positive impact, begin of Q4, as mentioned, because then we can measure, is there a faster uptake for our 11 single pills as it was in the first half year 2023 in comparison. Regarding the scientific situation, you have to know that every 3 to 5 years, there is an actualization and update of the so-called medical guidelines. First, that it's starting at the European level. So the, at the right side, you can see the European Society of Hypertension made an announcement in June that the actualization and the update of the guidelines for hypertension at European level is fulfilled. And here also there's very, very good news that there is a strong recommendation for the single pill treatment covering the indication and the disease of hypertension that is fulfilled. And that is not, usually happen. Also that society, the European Society of Hypertension, gave also a statement to polypills covering indications and diseases outside of hypertension. So the indication of secondary prophylaxis, and also here they told from their point of view, also a single pill like Iltria, like Roso RSS in our hands, are to be recommended for a treatment. So the European Society, the insights were there, and in parallel also the national members of National Disease Management developed and actualized their guideline for hypertension also by end of June. This guideline will now be valid for another 5 years, so up to 28. And there are very important partners doing such a statement. You can see it is the German Medical Association. For the German guys, it is the Bundesärztekammer. You see it is the National Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians. That is the, for the German guys, KBV, is meaning Kassenärztliche Bundesvereinigung. And there is another holding, an association of all the scientific medical societies in Germany, the RBMF, that is the implementation or the summary of more than 180 different medical societies in Germany. And they all sit together and updated the hypertension guideline. Also here, the very, very good news is that the single pills covering and dealing and treating hypertension are recommended in the first place. If you can see it in the footnote, also from the registration, the hypertension is still at a very high level. And also there are patients besides the hypertension, having hypertension also with a cardiovascular risk. And the last information also that is a very positive sign is that also the first leading statutory health insurance sickness funds are accepting that single pills have a very clear evidence, significant better in comparison to the so-called loose combinations. And so the Barmer representing 13% out of the statutory health insurance section. Statutory health insured patients in Germany, just to remain you on that, are representing 88% of the German population, of the German lives. 12% are privately insured in Germany. So the Barmer decided from 1st of August onwards to close a contract with us. Iltria and Los Amlo are implemented. What does it mean? We are paying a small rebate to the Barmer, but the Barmer is sending out letters starting in September and in a two-fold communication concept towards the physician, prescribing already Iltria and Los Amlo to increase their prescription, also towards the physicians prescribing not Iltria and Los Amlo right now, but prescribing the so-called loose combination of Iltria and Los Amlo, to remember and to foster a little bit the prescriptions then towards that products, because they are from the, and they will, the Barmer will also use the scientific background that Iltria and Los Amlo more in favor from the scientific evidence side towards the major cardiovascular events, because of a better mortality rate and so on, will send out that letter directly to physicians. And the same is done by the GWQ. That is a holding of more than of 40 sickness funds in Germany, representing around about 10 to 11% of the statutory health insurance sector. And they closed the contract with us for the three mentioned products here, Amlo, Ator, Los Amlo, Tonetec, Lipid. That is the starting point for that business. And they will use the same principle I was describing and naming for Barmers. So that is also an impactful setting to increase the single pill business, of course, and starting with that four different single pills from September 23 onwards. Yeah, that is in the nutshell the situation from the financial perspective, first half year 23. What is the change regarding the last statements we gave in May or June 23? That is the outlook, what can happen, what will happen in the second half of 23. Thanks for the listening, and of course all is running into the direction to establish single pill as gold standard, as it was also in the previous months and years. Thank you for your audience.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Mr. Zimmermann and Mr. Mills. We are now coming to the Q&A session, and you can submit your questions by audio line or by chat. If you have dialed in via phone, please press the star combination 9 and 6 to unmute yourself. We will start with the questions from Tim Kruse. Tim, please go ahead.
There we go. Now you should hear my... Yes.
Yeah, we hear you well.
Okay, excellent. Yes, thanks for the presentation. Three questions from my side. Firstly, on the Caramlo sales decline, it seems like there was a volume and a price effect due to these rebate contracts. So could you please shed some light on these two effects, and then also how that compares to your expectations for 2023? Then the second point is on the quite surprising negative operating cash flow. So could you please explain the working capital effects, because they seem quite large compared to your working capital overall, and how that will fare out over the next, well, the second half of the year. And then lastly, the question on your delivery starting dates. On what basis do you get these starting dates? What are actually contractual obligations? Because there seem to be a lot of delays, ongoing delays in terms of starting dates. And obviously, I think you have, some issues there. Or could you please explain what are the issues there and how reliable we can look at these future dates? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so I guess the first two questions are for me and the third one for Thomas. So regarding Carmelo, you're right. There's a volume impact and also a price impact. The volume impact results from the very good sales in the first half year 22, as the winner of the tenders was not able to deliver all the requested volumes. And therefore, we could sell all our products last year. And we went also several times out of stock with Carmelo last year due to very high and unforecasted demand. So this, of course, is the comparison to last year. Yeah, and now we see the full impact of a tender. But of course, we have here enormous sales. And the second impact is the pricing. In the last years, we had contracts with healthcare funds regarding Carmelo to be able to make sales with different sickness funds. And those were canceled as we switched from the 98 packs to the 90s packs. And this pack switch was done this year. And we made an assessment of how many rebates will be handed in by the patients to the different sickness funds. And unfortunately, here we had more rebates handed in by the sickness funds compared to what we had in our estimation. So this is a one-off impact. In the to-go with Carmelo, we have now rebates with sickness funds. Yeah, so this will stop because we are now on the 90s pack. And for the 90s pack, there are now rebate contracts open because currently we are the only ones who are selling the 90s. Yeah, so this regarding Carmelo, regarding working capital, you are absolutely right. And this is also a point where we have now to work on. In inventories, you see here a high increase. And part of it, around 600,000 euros, results from a milestone payment. Yeah, we have different contracts and we discussed with our auditor. Is this a milestone payment which has to go into the fixed asset section or into the working capital sections, depending on the single contract? And here, in the beginning of this year, we paid a milestone payment, and this is handled as a prepayment on material goods. And this is then amortized over the time based on the sales development. In addition, we had very low sales, very low inventory end of the year. And this change this year, we went back to security amounts of around 3 months to not get into the situation that we have out of stock problems. Last year, we had a lot of out of stock situations for a lot of products, and this was based on the supply issues. And now we used it to increase our security stock to be ready. Yeah. On the other hand, of course, you see that we are below our expectations. And in the beginning of this year, we ordered based on our estimated sales figures. And due to the lock-up periods, of course, we were not able to change everything. Therefore, for some inventories or some products, we have now higher inventory based on the current sales. And this is now, of course, also part of our program to improve our effectiveness, to reduce the inventories in our supplies based on a new sales forecast. On the balance sheet, liability side with the accruals, we paid the bonus in March. Yeah, this is around, I guess, 1.3 million euros to our employees. And then we accrue amount back until February next year. But we also had very high outstanding invoices last year, which were paid in this year, yeah, especially for our suppliers. End of this 22, we had a lot of out of stock situations, and what we have received was already sent out to our customers, and we have only 14 days payment terms with our wholesalers, so we cashed most of it in end of December 22, but the invoices for our suppliers with have 45 to 60 days were still open. Yeah, and so here you can see a decrease in our liabilities for the suppliers, and we had more rebate contracts in place for Atromip and Kaamlo, which stopped. Yeah, so this is good for our pricing. But this meant that we had cash in from our wholesalers, and the rebates which have to be paid, of course, are cashed out later. Yeah, sometimes several months later. And now this is washing out. Yeah, the rebates are gone for Atromip and for Kaamlo. And therefore, now we paid out the rebate obligations we have accrued for our sickness funds. And this is an additional impact. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, so a lot of one-off effects, if I hear through, and then some sales effects. And we should expect not so much one-off effects in the second half year and destocking, I guess, for the overstock products. Yeah.
So it's now our target to realign what we are ordering with our suppliers based on a new sales forecast, of course, plus we also want to improve our profitability with our efficiency program, of course. Yeah. So, and this means lowering our costs, yeah, to reduce the loss, and of course to lower our working capital.
And Tim, regarding the third question, what's going on about the later launches as expected? It is a different story. It differs from product to product. I think the main issue is like the EPD12, for instance. You are assume in registration at a certain time point, for example. And we made that assumption that the national registration will be available, for example, in March. And for that time point, of course, also production slot is blocked at that manufacturer site producing EPD12. If there is a change and the national registration is not coming, of course, that slot is over at the production side, and then you have to line and to see what is the real time point then that you have the national registration for that single pill. Let's use the example EPD12, that is a very good one, there. And then you can tell it and can, of course, negotiate it with the production, and then they are telling you, okay, then the product can be produced in August, September, October, whatever. So the first topic is, and that we did already, to get in conversation with the national registration authority. It's in Germany, the BfArM, being located in Bonn. So we addressed such issues that from our point of view, the national registration took too long in comparison to other national authorities in Europe, and also in comparison to the usual guidance that it should not be longer because the products are at the European Union side approved. And how is it possible that a national registration authority is taking 4, 5, 6 months, and in the case of EPD12, more than 12, 15 months? So that is a topic with the national registration authority. We started. We are in conversation with that authority, how to faster the approvals, because that is of course a financial impact on our side. If you cannot launch it as expected. And we have already now, you can see it with our numbers quarterly, estimations to launch a product within that 3 months of a quarter. If that is happened, we have, of course, contracts in place with our suppliers to get a compensation, but you will not get a compensation. That is a very clear statement, I think, from my side, for the missing sales. That is not possible. You have for the missing to be treated patients with that single pill. You have an order. You ordered some numbers and some volumes of packages for that product. And if that order is confirmed, and also the time point of a production is confirmed, then you have something in hand, and then you can go, and that is also written in the contract, the so-called compensation. That could be then a compensation of better, from our point of view, better supply price. You can get some financial, I think, topics, and that will be handled individually, case by case. What is the confirmed time point, the confirmed volume, and so on. And that is on then the starting point. But if the national registration is the main reason why a product is coming later to the market, you have also to see the link. Then in some cases, the production slots are already blocked, and we have to wait for the next free production slot if we are knowing the right registration time point. Does it answer your question, Tim?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, Tim, maybe one addition regarding the launches. Of course, the launches have also a working capital impact. Each launch, of course, means that we increase our inventory. Yeah? So this, of course, will have an impact.
Yeah.
But it's not a one-off, it's based on the business.
That's in regard to the now expected three additional launches in 23 in the second half. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thanks.
Thanks for your questions, Tim. We continue with the questions from Christian Ehmann.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have two questions left. So can you remind us exactly, so you talked about how the problem lies with introducing single pills into the daily workings of physicians' offices. Mm-hmm. Could you please remind us of all the measures you take to alleviate this problem? And regarding the guidelines issued for physicians, when do they take effect? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good question. Questions, there are two. Starting with the last one, so the guidelines. The guidelines are in place by end of June. And of course, the guidelines you can, of course, now use in your own communication by the sales force, by the medical department. I think that is the most important department, because using such guidelines in our daily talks to physicians, but also in congresses, because such guidelines have also on the short-term and mid-term perspective, an impact on the national guidance of authorities of sickness funds. So the way you can use it, of course, for your conversations with sickness funds. The sickness funds can use it then also in their conversation with physicians. And so the impact can starting from now, because the guidelines are still in place. By the way, I didn't mention that. By end of August, also the European Society of Cardiologists will meet at European side and will also discuss guidelines besides the indication hypertension. And then you have to see what are single pills of Apontis Pharma having the indication hypertension. That is more or less 60% out of our 11 single pills, and all the other ones are also are in place for hypertension plus hyperlipidemia. So the lipid lowering section, and I mentioned Roso-Us, and Iltria for the indication of secondary prophylaxis to avoid a second myocardial infarction or second stroke, is all the impact we measured and we have already presented in our studies. So the guideline impact for hypertension products is, of course, already now to be used for congresses, for conferences, for the daily talks to physicians, but also in our communication to sickness funds, and they can use it for letters for their communication towards the different stakeholders here in Germany. Hopefully that answered the second question. The first question regarding the implementation of single pills in the structured management process. You have to see that usual physician has to take care in their daily praxis of about 150 different indications or diseases per quarter. So there are patients with cancer, there are patients with diabetes, there are patients with HIV, there are patients with rheumatoid arthritis, with Parkinson's disease, and so on. So in the daily business, seeing a lot of patients and in an average practice of a GP, there are around about 1,500 patients representing the 150 different and several indications. He is jumping in every 5 to 10 minutes into a new discussion, in a new situation. And as in former times Karl-Heinz Gast explained you very well, he is not looking what is the real disease he has in his books, in his physician software program regarding that patient. If the patient is telling him, I have now back pain because I played sports at the weekend, or I was working in the garden and now I have back pain, he is not remembering, I have to ask how is going the topic of hypertension with that patient, or what is about the topic of hyperlipidemia, or what is the topic of stroke that patient already had. And that is a so-called structured management process. We have to implement more and more, and we are working it, and we have seen it already in the previous months. And here is a great support to offer him to get a little bit a better control to the optimization of treatment of the patients by such programs like the CGM Assist we presented to you, I think, already in May, and now the single pill finder we launched by end of June. To think about more, let's ask also, and let's take care from the physician point of view and also from the physician office staff also to lead and to optimize the treatment for their patients. And that is, I think, the biggest challenge we are still working on, to implement the single pill treatment concept itself faster and faster. Does it answer and does it explain your a little bit the situation?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for your questions, Mr. Ehmann. We continue with the questions from Alexander Galitsa. In the meantime, if you have any further questions, kindly be reminded to place them in the chat or to place them by audio line.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I have a first one on free cash flow situation. As of H1, you had minus 10 million free cash flow. What is the rough amount you're planning with for the full year?
Yeah, as for P&L and for other positions, we don't give now estimation regarding the cash flow situation.
Okay, then I'll continue with the next question.
Yeah. I give you some. Of course, what is driving cash flow? Cash flow is driving the operating profit of this company. So if there is a loss, of course, there is a reduction in cash flow. And any change in the working capital. In working capital, we have three new products. And the three new products, of course, will increase for our inventory. Yes. in accounts receivable, there is no change in the baseline with our payment terms, and the same with our payables. But if we are going to save, of course, if we have lost less costs, less expenses, and the same payment terms, we have lower payables. And the second thing is regarding the investing cash flow for any new milestone we have reached, of course, we have to pay. So therefore, regarding investing flow, it has to be negative. Regarding operating flow, it depends on the to-go, how our sales develop mainly. And regarding Atoromip, we had, as we told, between 9 and 10 million euros in our May guidance included. Now we will get much more stock for Atoromip, which is around 12 million euros. But here it's unclear if the wholesalers will take all the stock we will get end of the year. This depends on the demand which is remaining with Atoromip, but also regarding the strategy of our wholesalers, how much stock we are going to take end of the year, especially in December. And here, for us, of course, it's not possible to make an assessment now. Regarding the sales in December, for example, if they would decide to take all the Atoromip stock, and it's more in the second half of December, then the cash in would be beginning of January due to the payment terms. If they are going to buy more in the beginning of December, we could cash in just after Christmas. So there's a lot of movement in here, and the underlying things which drive this is, of course, how our operating flow from the net profit situation develops. In the working capital, it's more or less the impact of a new product.
That's clear. Thank you.
I hope this helps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another question is on the two products that were affected by tenders. How do you see those products performing in 2024 following the drop tender related? And also in this context, how and when do you prepare and ensure that there is sufficient manufacturing capacity available to you? And finally, what flexibility do you have to adjust this capacity, I guess, on a short notice, or is it planned much ahead and then it's pretty much fixed for you? If you could provide any color on that, on those.
Yeah, topics. Regarding Atoromip, I explained now, I think here with the supply situation will be very good. So if I manage to take in even the third manufacturing side for Atoromip, then we are on the safe side. And in the pharmaceutical business, it's not very often that you have three manufacturing sites for one product. So in my former company with 3 billion euro sales, they had no second manufacturing site for any of the products. So if one site would burn down, there would be no supply. So for Atoromip, this is no problem. Also for Kaamlo, we have here no problems regarding supply. It could be that maybe supply comes later, the shipment dates, but here our security stock should handle it. And also the security stock on the wholesaler side, we have 2 to 3 weeks. Even if you would be out of stock for 2 weeks, it would not be felt by the market because the wholesalers can sell then from their security stock and would repurchase and would restock to 2 to 3 weeks. So this is a normal situation. So therefore here it's not a problem. Regarding fixed terms regarding our ordering, this depends really on the supplier side. So if we would have a sudden drop in any kind of demand, then we would have too much stock for 3 to 4 months, but we would react and would lower the ordering for the for the future supply. Of course, there would be some kind of overhang. Regarding an increase, sudden increase in any product, which is higher than our forecast, of course, then it would have to live from our security stock, which is around 3 months on average. But this should help us here too.
Thank you. And the very last question from my side is, you presented this slide where you showcase the contracts with health insurers like PEMA. I just wonder why these contracts single out individual single pills rather than the concept. Who decides which pill is going to part of this contract and why these specific pills?
Yeah, I think that is a question to be answered by myself. You have to see there is in Germany, what is the English term? There is a law. In Germany, the word is Vergaberecht. So the sickness funds have to stick to the situation if a product has competition or not. And if there is also a second provider of that product, another company presenting and promoting the same drug, the same substance, or in our case, the same combination, they have not the possibility, and also we from Apontis Pharma side have not the possibility to negotiate such products directly in a bilateral face-to-face situation. So we have products, and that is in total 5 products. We don't have any competitor, any competition in the combination side. And that is the named 4 ones, so the Amloator, the Iltria, the Los Amlo, the Tonotec Lipid, and also additionally the Rosoas. There is no competitor, no other company offering such a combination, such a single pill. And so we can step directly into a sickness fund or visiting a sickness fund, asking for negotiation, asking for for a contract. We have to pay some rebate directly, but only in that case if the sickness fund is willing to be active in their communication, in their promotion of those single pills towards the physicians or towards other authorities or stakeholders in Germany. If there's competition, you are knowing it. That is our challenge from the last year, Caamlo and Atromip, and in former days for Tonotec as well. If there's competition sometimes, then due to the law, the Vergaberecht in Germany, a sickness fund has offering all the companies in Germany in the first step open house contracts, and then after some time, the so-called tender businesses. And so it is very important, I always address in my slides of BD, are we alone? Is it an exclusive contract we are fulfilling and a product without any competition? Then we can step into such things. We now performed very well with the Barma and with the GWQ. Or is there in some years after the launch the topic with open house contracts or with tender business? I think that is the answer to your question. Hopefully it was understandable.
Yeah, no, perfect. Thank you. Just to follow up, the rebates you are having to pay, those are booked in the gross margins of single pills or?
In sales.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the net sales.
So it's a cross to net deduction.
Like we have to do for the mandatory discounts, we have to pay from the German law for all the products if they are not having a so-called reference price.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your questions. We received another question via chat. Could you please elaborate on your estimate of the maximum 2024 production capacity for Atoramib, assuming the third supplier and without the third supplier?
Yes, I can do it. So currently, with the German side, we are working 7 days a week and 24 hours. And the new production side, after they have got into production the second machine, yeah, currently we're working only with one machine pressing the pills, and then they will have 2 pressing machines. I think the capacity will double, yes. And I don't know the additional capacity from the third side. So this is for me, I don't know it, but it's a big renowned company which is doing the production, and I think which had already produced the Atoromib in the past for other countries. So therefore, they should be able to bring out additional quantities. Yeah. So, but the total increase, I can't tell you. And the doubling of the capacity, of course, is on a yearly basis. It depends when the machine will get into production. In the second side, this should happen in the second quarter of 24. And also the third supplier should be switched in production in the second quarter next year. This depends on the technical due diligence. And currently, we don't have any information regarding the status of the technical due diligence.
I think we can add that the already existing supplier and manufacturing site is covering our demand, the Apontis Pharma demand. And as Thomas, I think previously mentioned, the second and then the potentially third supplier will take care for all the customers promoting atorvastatin plus ezetimibe in the foreign countries outside of Germany within the European Union, like in Italy, like in Spain, and so on.
Hopefully, all right,
that is answering your question.
If not, a kind remark, if there are any follow-up questions after this call, you could always address the IR department of Apontis Pharma, of course. Yeah. We did not receive any further questions in the meantime, which means that we are now coming to the end of this earnings call. Thank you very much again, Mr. Mills and Mr. Zimmermann, for taking the time and your presentation, and also to all participants for your interest. A kind remark, we are already looking forward that Apontis Pharma is also taking part in the Hamburger Investorentage and is therefore also available for one-on-one appointments. And I hand over to you, Mr. Mills, for some final remarks before we close.
Thank you, Mrs. Schilling, and thanks to all the participants. You can see there are a lot of challenges we saw in the first half year, but also there is a positive outlook that we are taking care to get back to more to be more profitable. I think that is all the messages we are taking care of, focusing on the already single pill prescribers more and more to invest there. It's the sales force sites and marketing sites and medical side. The environment is positive. I think also you can see that we are still aiming that single pill will be the gold standard in the upcoming times. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.